Today, we're pleased to welcome Chelsea D'Artes, the creative force of Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine. We'll discuss the magazine's mission, its impact on our community, and what readers can look forward to in upcoming issues. Good to have you today, Chelsea.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm excited to actually sit down and have a conversation without a million people around in an event.
Yeah.
wanting your attention, not mine. Ain't nobody wants to talk to me.
Oh, yeah, right.
But wanting your attention, and Miss Molly Brown's been trying to get us together for a while, and I'm thankful today's the day, and we'll have a good conversation because I want to know about you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun.
I know. Molly, not Miss Molly. I almost repeated what you said.
Yeah.
Molly has been trying to get us together forever, for years. I think since I first started the magazine.
She has. And it's just schedules and craziness. And
yeah.
You're putting out like, I don't know. We'll get to it. How many magazines a year? It's crazy how you do it. But I want to know about you. I want to know where you're from. And I want to start there. And then how'd you get here? So where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Texas. I grew up in a small town in East Texas, and I actually grew up singing around the state of Texas. That's all I did every weekend. And I wanted to go to Nashville and pursue the music business. So, of course, Belmont is your answer. So that's what led me to Nashville and Tennessee. So I went to Belmont, and I quickly realized that I was not good compared to everyone in Nashville.
realize that, and everybody else thought you were good, or did you just
no? Like... I also was like, I want a backup plan, and all those people. I ended up being in the music industry, and I realized the only way you're going to make it is if you don't have a backup plan. Like, this is the only thing you could ever see yourself doing. Mm-hmm. And they had way more drive and all the things than me, and they could all play like 10 instruments. It was crazy. So I went to Belmont. I studied music business. I started interning all around the music industry, the Grand Ole Opry, Warner Brothers, Rascal Flatts Management Company, tons of different internships. And I found my, passion was publicity and PR. So I got a job as a junior publicist when I was a senior in college. And meantime, I'm bartending and karaoke hosting at this bar downtown in Nashville from like 9 to 3 a.m., then going to class at 8 a.m., then working at like 2 p.m. to 7, you know, how you do in college. And then you wonder how you ever did it. But and so I was in the music industry until 2021, and I worked with more legacy country acts like Lone Star, 90s country acts that aren't really on major labels anymore because major labels have in-house publicists. I was an independent publicist, and I ended up starting my own publicity firm right after I graduated college when I was 21. So we worked with like Lone Star, Clay Walker, legacy country acts. And we did all their media campaigns in New York when they would release albums. If they had like a charity event, we would invite local media. We would go to LA, you know, all the different things with them and do late night, early morning television, print, you know, local, regional TV, all different things. So in 2016, my husband got a job in Cookeville, or he was being transferred to the Upper Cumberland region for his job. And so until 2021, I went back and forth still to Nashville, doing all the things in the music industry still. And then I had a second kid. And I was like, there's no way I can keep doing this because you have to be in Nashville late at night mm-hmm. a lot. So I was trying to figure out what in the world I could do in Cookeville, Tennessee with my background. And there's not a lot, not a lot that would allow me. I didn't want to be chained to a desk because I never have been. And I knew that I would just be miserable. And honestly, I didn't want to work for 40 grand a year for an 8 to 5, you know? So I was like, well, let me just figure out if there's something I can start myself. So I was just looking through different things in Cookeville, and I'm like, we don't really have a regular local publication. So that's where the idea sparked. And I like consulted with some people that I knew. Jay Coot, to back up a little bit, I worked with Jay Coot before he went on The Voice, and then when he won The Voice, that really connected me with a lot of people mm-hmm. in Cookeville because everybody wanted a piece of JQ
sure.
at the time. So I met a bunch of people that I really trusted in leadership in Cookeville through that, and I asked them like, hey, is there a local publication here? And there's the 385 one that comes in the Herald Citizen, but It's a lot different than what we're doing. So beyond that, there really wasn't. There was some years ago, but they never really published regularly. So I was like, that's weird, because other booming towns like Cookeville all had multiple, from what I'd found. So I was like, well, this is a no-brainer. I should start one. And everybody was like, yeah, you should do it. So I did the branding, claimed all the website, you know, all the things. And then I quietly put it together for like 8 months before I launched it.
I have so many questions.
The first one. Yes.
So many questions.
That was a lot.
No, it was great. And I love guests that come in and just talk.
Me
because
<too.
laughs> it doesn't have a lot of dead time, right? So anyway, you interned with a publicist, right?
So
in Nashville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me who that was?
I actually worked with Tree Payne for a little bit. Not directly under her. Tree Payne is Taylor Swift's publicist now. Like, she literally lives in New York City with Taylor.
Right.
But at the time, Taylor Swift was at Warner in Nashville, and Tree was the head of publicity there when I was interning there. Now, I reported to a woman named Nicole under her, but I would see Tree all the time, you know, but we didn't really like interact.
The reason I'm asking, because I know that's random. I was in the music business as well before I got to Kennedy Government. I was at a CPA firm.
Oh, okay.
And I was on Music Row a lot with clients.
Business management?
All of it.
Oh, wow.
Business management,
that's awesome.
Accounting, audits. I did royalty audits for publishers, which is different than a publicist, but I'd worked with publicists.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with booking agencies. Everything involved with the entertainment/country and gospel.
All the people, the artists.
Anything, ASCAP, all those people that you would see on Music Row or West End or that area, I had some kind of involvement with.
Wow.
And it was just three and a half short years of my life straight out of college, but it was an education that I could never replace.
Yeah.
And it's something else, something I'll never want to do again.
Yeah, I know.
But you just mentioned about being late at night. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No matter whether you're a publicist, publisher, songwriter, you're a booking agent, whatever you do in the entertainment business in Nashville, your clients work at night.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work at 8 o'clock in the morning like we want to get up and work, right?
No.
They're asleep. They've been out till 3 a.m., either with a gig downtown, Broadway, or they're doing something big. And so there's a really big time country music star. I won't name his name now, but he was my client. He was a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go downtown Broadway and hang out with him at Legends or Tootsie's or wherever he could get a gig, because my boss would say, he's going to be big one day.
Yeah.
My boss knew it. My boss is a CPA, but he knew talent. And he's like, he's going to be big one day. I need you to hold his hand.
Right.
And for weeks or months, I would hold his hand or anybody else's, and it just got old. Like, I didn't drink. I didn't like being downtown. It was something I didn't want to do.
You're kind of like a babysitter.
Yeah.
You are.
With everything.
Mm-hmm.
Money, whatever. So that's why I asked you. We probably know some people.
Yeah. That's hilarious. What years were that? Was that?
2003. Of course, I'm younger or older than you. I'm probably a lot older than you. 2003 to 2006.
Okay. Mine was about 2011.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's a career I was thankful for. A career that I will never go back to.
I know, yeah.
It's a different world. But
it is.
There are a lot, and I think you can vouch, there are a lot of good people in the business. Not everybody in the business are jerks or whatever, but there are some.
There's a lot of people just taking your money and running.
Yeah, there are some extreme, but there's a lot of good people. And I think I can say this. Alan Jackson is one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn are some of the nicest people. Joe Diffie, God rest his soul,
mm-hmm.
super good dude. I wanted to rub his hair. I asked my boss if I could like rub his hair one time. My boss says, I will fire you if you touch his hair.
Thank God.
Yeah, but
he might have liked it, though.
Those people are just godsends, right?
Yeah.
Just super good people. But yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So let's back up even more to Texas. Were you singing Texas country? Was that your genre?
It was just old school country. Basically, there's Opry houses all over Texas, kind of like the Grand Ole Opry, but on a much smaller scale. But they're in like every small town in Texas. And every weekend they have a house band and they know every country song ever. And you go and you say, hey, tonight I'm going to sing these three songs. And they back you up and you sing them. But it's all like George Jones, old country.
So, you know, and you know this, being from Texas. And I know it from working in Nashville, and there's a difference between Texas country and Nashville country, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Texans are very proud of their Texans. Pat Green and and Trent Wilman and all those guys that were big in Texas.
Yeah, I worked really closely with Trent in the music industry.
He's super phenomenal.
He is. Cody Johnson's producer, for those who don't know.
Yeah, and so Trent was one of our clients.
And an artist himself. Yeah. But
super great guy. But they're proud. They were proud about their style of country. And and that's now...
It's morphed into Nashville country.
It has, because, you know... you got Parker McCollum that's straight up Texas country, but he's made it to mainstream radio.
And
you know?
Cody Johnson.
He's the best, one of the best examples. So it's amazing how the Texas scene, because I got to meet Pat Green one time, and he's just a really good dude, too. But he was talking about, my style, I'll never be a platinum artist because I'm true to my Texas roots.
And you have to be on a major label to ever achieve that.
Yeah,
so.
And one of my favorite country singer artists of all time is Waylon Jennings, and he's from Texas.
Yeah, I know, it is.
And he was... His estate was one of our, I worked on his estate, and his son was one of mine. So, you know, it's just, it's phenomenal. That lifestyle is pretty cool. But, so you were a singer. Do you still sing?
No. Well, karaoke sometimes and in the car.
You know, there's a lot of gigs around Cookeville. You need to show
Lord,
up.
No.
Do you play?
Not anymore.
Should you play guitar?
Yeah, I did. But I can't, I can play like a few chords, but I lost it. My
really?
Husband was a musician, too, and he can still play pretty well. But, no, I lost it all. I feel like if you don't practice
you don't
for
have
years
the passion
and years,
to get back in it?
No. I've really loved working in the music. And I do think that seeing those artists and how what a grind it was and just how impossible it seemed turned me off from
it.
You know, I was like,
nonstop.
I do not want this life.
It's nonstop, and there's a lot of pressure there, and you're always...
Yeah.
It's almost like being a politician. You're always out trying to be seen and heard.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a different environment.
Yeah.
What about your kids? Do they play or sing?
Not yet. They're 4 and 7. So my daughter has a guitar, but, she, you know, it's a lot to sit there and learn the guitar at 7 years old as a girl. So she, right now, is not quite interested. But, she thinks she's, you know, Taylor Swift, but she's not.
Every 7 year old thinks, and that's fine. Let you, you know, whatever you dream to aspire to be, that's
exactly.
fine. More to come with Chelsea. I'm so happy.
This
is great. More to come with Chelsea D'Artes of Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine. Welcome back with Chelsea D'Artes of Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine. So happy that you and I are connecting, Chelsea.
Me too.
Thanks again for being here. So, got some background information. I love the fact that you were a singer in Texas and moved to Nashville and then said, hey, I think I want to be in. Be a publicist and be in that marketing outreach, and that's huge, in especially in Nashville.
Yeah.
You brought your talents to Cookeville.
Mm-hmm.
And you said 8 months, you worked on Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine, the idea, right? For 8 months,
mm-hmm.
quietly.
Yeah.
So when you say quietly, like how many people were we talking about that really knew?
Well, I told some people, I guess, about a year before I launched the first one, hey, I'm going to do this. And I don't know that they believe me. But then I did start the website and start accepting nominations for the most influential people. And that's how word started spreading.
Yeah.
What is this? But still nobody really knew.
Yeah.
But everybody was talking.
Like, yeah.
Most influential people, what is this?
Yeah.
But my PR background, I know how to, I guess,
sure.
spread the word. So that's how I kind of like thought, oh, this is how I'm going to get this out there. Create the buzz and accept the nominations. And then we actually did the photo shoot for the first edition like 6 months before it came out.
Really?
Yeah. Because I didn't know how long. I never put together a magazine.
Right.
I had no clue how to work InDesign. No clue how to do any of the software.
Yeah.
So I had no clue how long it was going to take me. So I taught myself how to do InDesign on YouTube. And I've gotten faster and faster. And now I'm pretty proficient. But it took me a very long time to put that first one together. And I look at it now and I'm like, oh, God, this looks terrible. But everybody loved it. So, you know, it's
well,
fine.
And I don't speak for everybody. I speak for myself. I'm a Baxter guy. I'm a Putnam County guy. I love Cookeville. This is home,
mm-hmm.
you know, and God willing, it'll be home until I die. And people just love to celebrate other people, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so our community has been so close-knit, even before the tornado happened and COVID, we were still tight. And my uncle was a big part of the reason our community and county commission was tight and got things done. And it just progressed. And people, for the most part, they have a general – idea or goal to make life better in Putnam County and Cookeville, right? What can we do to provide anything that makes your life better or my life better? And that looks different for everybody. But whatever it is, let's try to do it. And when we, the people that get involved to do that, we like to celebrate them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see your career, your magazine, everything you do, that's what you're doing. You're helping people get the attention and bring attention to the things they've done, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about the person. And to me, it's never about the person. Mm-hmm. It's about what they've done.
Yeah, for sure.
And so you're doing that. And people like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I hope so. It seems like people love it. But, you know, of course, there's some, you know, loud ones that have opinions. But for the most part.
We can have a whole show about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't realize that would be part of what I would be dealing with. But for the most part, it has grown since we launched the first one in 2022.
Who was the very first one? I can't remember.
CG was the first cover. CG England.
Yep.
And somebody had told me. It was before they opened the Exceptional Bean. Somebody had told me what she was going to do. And then they opened the Exceptional Bean, I think, a couple months before the first issue came out. So it was perfect. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
And then it was the most influential people, the first class.
Yeah.
So we did that photo shoot, I think, in April, and it came out in October. And they had to just keep quiet about it. And then we, like, revealed all of them one at a time. So that was our first edition. And then we do 4 a year ever since. So we've done 13, I believe. And we're about to publish our 14th in a couple weeks.
Chelsea, it's not like the magazines are 2 or 3 pages or 10 pages. These things are legit magazines. I don't know how you do 4 a year. Like, how do you do it? How do you get the time to do 4 magazines a year celebrating the people in our community? How do you make the time for it?
It has been trial and error, and I've got a good team I've found around me. So I've got great, you know, a handful of great local photographers that do the photography for me. Andrew Buckner is my editor in chief. He's phenomenal. I used to write it all myself too. And that's another reason why it took me 6 months.
Yeah.
The writing takes forever. And I was a publicist, so I knew how to write, but I wasn't a journalist.
Right.
So thank God that was the first thing when I had the budget. I was like, I got to get somebody to write this thing. So Andrew writes it now and he's phenomenal.
Andrew is phenomenal.
He is.
And I'll say that all day. Andrew Buckner is legit salt of the earth, God-given talent, and God put him on this earth to make people better.
And I think that people sometimes just want to be a part of it because of him, to be honest. Well, like, if they don't like me, they're going to love Andrew. It's fine.
I'm sure they love you both, but dude is solid.
He is. Yeah. He is. And so he's been just a godsend. And then, you know, I've got other people that help me with different things from in the magazine. Like, I've got somebody that does the gift guide. So I've just collected this little tribe of people, and nobody gets paid a lot because it costs a lot of money to publish a magazine.
Sure it does.
But everybody wants to do it because they love what it does for the community, you know? So that's really the answer, is just finding people and then getting more proficient at laying it out and figuring out, okay, I need this much lead time. Like, I need to do all the photo shoots 1 month before my deadline. Then I have to have all the articles, but, you know, figuring out the timeline of things. The ad sales is a huge part of it, of course, because it's a free magazine, and without advertising, we couldn't publish.
Sure.
So that's very time consuming. I do all that still. So, you know, again, just figuring out the time, trying to be on top of it. I'm a procrastinator. So sometimes, like, the week before I have to go to print, I'm like in my office all night long. But yeah, and it's just gotten easier and easier, I feel like. And then we tackle things like the food and drink issue, which we did in the fall, and that was insane. We did 28 photo shoots of different restaurants. So laying all that out, and then even just contacting all the people, all the restaurant owners, was so incredibly time consuming. Mm-hmm. I don't think people understand all that goes into it. So yeah, I think it's just getting better as we go. And then we launched Sparta and Livingston too, in hopes to kind of franchise it out. I don't know a better way to describe it.
Yeah, I saw that announcement.
Yeah, so we've already launched one in Sparta and Livingston.
So
first editions.
Are you going to hire more people or get?
So basically what it is I have a local publisher that's going to take over Sparta. There's somebody in Livingston that's very interested in kind of taking it over. And then somebody's starting one in Crossville under our umbrella too.
That's
in
awesome.
The spring.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we're going to scale it, the operation. And it's the same formula for all of them. Sparta and Livingston and Crossville will just start as biannual publications, though, because I'm still the one laying it all out, all of them.
Gotcha.
So I can't physically lay out 1,000 magazines
a
year.
Right.
So.
Well, and go back to the ads right quick, because you said, I mean, it is a free magazine. You're not charging anyone to read this magazine, right? They're everywhere in Cookeville. some of my favorite places I go into to for me have those magazines, yeah. And I'll pick one up and take it home and read it and whatever. I kind of know what that's about because running an association and having a conference, I have to have sponsors or it doesn't work, right? Uh-huh. Well, you got to have ads and sponsors or your magazine doesn't get published.
Yep.
And so that is a lot of time.
Yeah.
And are you the lead on that? Are you the lead on?
I've tried hiring different ad sales managers and it just has never worked. I feel like unless you are the one, it's your child. It's really hard to get, you know, the passion. Yeah. It's, you know, ad sales is a lot of work. It's tough.
It is.
So I have found that I am the one that has to sell it. But in these other towns, that's their job.
Right.
Like they have to sell it. And they're from there. If you're not in that community, it's really hard. But I think it sells itself. I mean, it's everywhere. We mail it to 600 homes for free with certain high-end homes, basically,
sure.
that have discretionary income.
Right. Well, and don't sell yourself short. Sure, the content does sell itself, but you're selling it. All right.
Well.
So they have to have belief in you for them to participate.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you. I'm not a salesman.
No, neither am I.
But when I call Google or whoever it is to help me sponsor my conference, I have to act like a salesman.
Yeah.
And I've got to sell my association and myself. So it's work, but it's so beneficial. Chelsea D'Artes from Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine and expanding out to Livingston and Sparta, correct?
Yes.
And then Crossville?
Yes.
Is with me. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back. Chelsea D'Artes here with me from Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine, branching out also to Livingston, Sparta, and Crossville. Chelsea, again, thank you.
Yes,
for being here.
Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful. So, you're married. You're in Nashville. You're working. You have a career. Your husband. And I'm recapping, but your husband gets a job here in Upper Cumberland. You pick Cookeville to live. You're going back and forth. You have a second child. And you're like, hey, I gotta do something. Your talents is in public relations and being a publicist. That's what you've been doing. And you said, I'm going to do a magazine. It's been great. I'm curious, though, when you decided, hey, I want to do this magazine in this community, so Cookeville Lifestyle, you could have went any way. You could have went any direction. You could have went entertainment, sports, fashions, tourism, any social life in Cookeville, anything in the Upper Cumberland. You could have went any direction, and you still can, but you started with community.
Mm-hmm.
And you started with recognizing and praising really those people that are making an impact and those people and their people and the team and the community. What made you go that route?
I think I was trying to at first figure out what would people care about the most, what would people get behind and rally behind, and who could help me spread the word about this, because if nobody cared, then I couldn't sell it and it would never have been a thing, you know? So that's why I really chose, I guess, the broader subject of community and lifestyle, because so many things can live under that umbrella. Now, we don't dive into politics. We really don't do a lot of sports, but we'll feature like an athlete that's done amazing things, but not necessarily like this person won over Tech for what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The high school football games, Friday night or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it just was a more broad it encompassed so many things, and we could celebrate so many types of people under like the lifestyle community subject matter. And it wasn't so niche. Like, there used to be a wedding magazine here. Well, how many times can I publish a wedding magazine a year? You know,
right.
Not a lot. So we just kind of figured, I just figured that is probably what people would care most about. And I also did research. Like, I looked at other communities similar to ours and saw, well, what are they doing in local publications? And clearly something's working because they had a ton of advertising. People seem to love it. So I kind of took ideas. I mean, who doesn't take ideas from other things when they're trying to start something new? And I don't think a lot of people understand that I started this. This isn't a giant. So there are other publications that they're giant media houses, and they find a local publisher, kind of like what I'm doing now in the other cities, but like Chattanooga Living or City Lifestyle. It's a big publishing house. They find a local publisher and they say, go sell this for me. And they make like a commission off the magazine, but they don't do anything else.
Right.
That's not what this is. Just so people know, like, it started from the ground up here. I have all local team members, all local people benefiting from it, getting paid from it, and all the things. But there are tons of other in Cookeville. We don't have one. I think there is one that just is a mailed direct mail magazine. But there's no mass publishing houses that have a local publisher here. And that's what a lot of these cities have.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to kind of branch off to do. But anyway, your initial question was about the subject matter. And I think that's really why I thought that's what people would care most about. And I thought I would have enough material too, yeah, to continue publishing more editions.
Well, so it's made me happy. It's made my heart happy to see some of the people that you've recognized, right? Mm-hmm. And because some of those people would never say anything about what they've done and the work they've put into how they've helped move things forward for a community that needs it, you know, and we need to be in a good spot, and we need to have services, and we need to provide things for people. And these people that help that are just, you know, they don't really brag on themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for you to recognize them, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's been interesting. I've tried to just approach some people, especially in the beginning. Like, we had Phil Oldham in there, you know, the president of tech, and nobody knows who I am in this town then. And so I had to be very careful of how I approached people. So they were like, they trusted me.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily, I feel like I did a decent job at that. But after, I think we published, a few people understood what it was and trusted that I wasn't going to, you know, make them look bad. And also, we give all of our people final say on articles and photos. We would never put something out there that somebody hated.
Sure.
Themselves, because I want them to love it. So absolutely, they'll share it.
Mm-hmm.
And spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah.
Well, and you don't politicize it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
no,
the world, and this is my opinion and my opinion only, the world is changing to where we want to label ourselves to something political.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that. And it's good to have outlets. It's good to have information that doesn't focus on which side of the aisle you're on, but it focuses on where your heart and your mind is.
Yeah, and we will not publish something if somebody starts, you know, going off about that. We just leave it out of the interview.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's just, I think that's not necessary. I don't know how we got to the point we got to. We can have another show about that. But I'm thankful that the way you approach it.
Well, we try to just keep it a happy, joyful place. And people always are going to pick that apart and find things that they're mad about. But at the end of the day, I know that what we're doing, I know the intention behind what we're doing is to create, you know, awareness for all these people doing amazing things in our community.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's kind of like this show right here. I want it to be a happy, joyful place for you to be,
mm-hmm,
and for people to listen and feel good about what they listen to. I've had people who listen that like the show, but like, why didn't you ask the hard question? What do you mean? I mean, we could ask a hard question of everybody. I'm not here to get in a fight or make people mad at me. I'm here for them to feel like people know, people care about them and recognize what they do.
Yeah, you're on terrestrial radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, exactly. So the magazine has kind of the same premise, like, well, you know, this, we want to recognize the good in the world,
mm-hmm,
because we don't spend enough time recognizing the good in the world.
Yeah, this isn't a place to create conflict. So
what's next? I know you've got Sparta, you've got Livingston, Crossville. That's a lot. So there anything else?
So Sparta and Livingston launched in October, and they're out in those communities. If you want to find a copy of those, you can come by my office at the Biz Foundry. I have them there too, and you don't live in those cities. Or you can order them on our website. And then Crossville will launch in the spring. We are launching a brand new website that encompasses all of the Upper Cumberland too. And it is, the people I hired, Privy Clear, to work on it, have been working on it for like 6 months. It's going to be incredibly detailed. You can find every night your kids having a sports game, all of the things happening in all of the Upper Cumberland will be on this website.
Wow.
It'll be broken down by categories: coffee shops, restaurants, places to go with your kid, you know, all the things you could think of. It's going to be state of the art, like an incredible resource. We're going to launch it hopefully in the next few weeks.
What's it going to be called?
Upper Cumberland Lifestyle.com.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Maybe I'll make it uclifestyle.com too. You'll be able to find it many ways.
Yeah.
And then we have our show that we do where we interview people. It's just visual on Hub Plus right now.
Which I was on the other night and saw you.
Yes, you saw.
I did. And you were by yourself. You said, I'm by myself.
Oh my God. You saw the food and drink recap?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was good.
I rambled on that
one. It was good.
He had to cut me off because I was about to miss pickup for my kid.
Well, that's like, we always got to remember the kids, right? No, but okay. So you've got a lot going on for sure.
Yeah. So we're trying to like expand the brand into more than just, you know, the magazines, which is the heart of it. But people love reading the articles digitally. So we do publish all the articles online about a month after the magazines come out. So it gives the magazine time to breathe.
Sure.
And then we do, you know, we're trying to expand everything to reach as many people as possible.
Well, I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think this was needed. This has helped our community be more informed and recognize the good that's going on, right? Yeah. And I said that, but I'll say it again. It's a platform for good.
Yeah, it really is. We try to keep it, you know, and we try to make sure nobody's got a rap sheet. We try to make sure they're not hateful,
right.
You know,
yeah.
All the things.
Well, remind me, so 4 magazines a year for Cooper Lifestyle, 4 editions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are those topics again for those 4?
So we don't really have set in stone topics all the time. We used to do movers and shakers and most influential people every year. We've stopped doing that. We're not going to do movers and shakers anymore. We're just going to do most influential people, and the movers and shakers can fall into that category.
Perfect.
So it's no longer going to be like the younger up and comers and the older established people that have done a lot in the community. No matter what, if you've done awesome things, you could be a most influential person, no matter your age. Because it was just too much. So, one edition, we did not do most influential people this year. We are not doing it this year. We needed to take a little break.
Sure.
But we will start that up again next year. And then the other ones, we just kind of think up every year. Like the food and drink one we did this year, we didn't know we were doing that until a couple months before. You know? So, I don't know. I need ideas.
No, I think it's awesome. I don't think you need any help. I think you got a good team. The food one was great.
Yes.
It made me hungry.
Yes.
Of course, Nicole and Nick are two of my favorite people in the world.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah. And people often forget about that little place on the hill.
They
right?
really do.
And it's like, it's wonderful.
And I being one of them, I had never gone.
Oh, so good.
And then I met them and they like rolled out the red carpet and then we had our launch party there and it was the best launch party we've ever had.
I've known Nicole since college and met her through Matt, her husband. Matt and I grew up. He's older than me. Yes, Matt, you are older than me. he listens, so I'm going to say that. But I used to haul hay with Matt, and we would get done hauling hay, and we would go eat, and we would go to Nick's. And he just knew what to say at the right time. And Nicole, God bless her, she's been with him ever since. So aww. I've known him a long time. But it's a great love story,
and
but
the
they're wonderful people. The food
phenomenal.
Is phenomenal. So it's very good. Couple last things. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank
for what you do. It's you don't have to be an elected official mm-hmm. to make an impact in the community. Everybody that's capable or able can make an impact, and you're one of those people. And you are a shining star, and I thank you for that.
Aw, thank you.
But you don't be modest. I'm just telling you. I appreciate what you do because you're getting good things out there. And if you ever need anything from me, you just let me know.
No, I need all the ideas. So hit me up.
Well, I'm not creative. I'm an accountant that's lobbying. So I don't know how that folds into what I'm doing, but I'm not that creative.
Yeah, but you know a lot.
I can talk to people. So, folks, it has been wonderful. Chelsea D'Artes, Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine, branching out to other cities around the Upper Cumberland. It's been great to get to know you, Chelsea. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
As always, folks, remember, it's a lot easier to smile. It is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. It's the only way we get through this life. Love on each other. I promise you, you'll feel better at the end of the day and make an impact. See you next time.